Yeah, so for us, particularly at GoTerra, it's about managing waste within the ecosystems of waste management. So for us, it's really important to find a place where insects can add value to the waste management supply chain and logistics chain and add value or solve a problem. So can we manage waste on site? Can we manage waste that have traditionally been really hard to manage and haven't actually ever had a waste management solution that's been a service? It's always been sort of landed on the farmer or something like that. Those are the core principles of where we're headed, and what we're really focused on using insects as is mostly around waste management. Yeah.
Busy little workers.
I know. Voracious little feeders.
So then do you see the model being you are a standalone operation, or that what you have would be part of an on-farm sequence?
Look, insect farming has the opportunity to go out for our solution. GoTerra has a modular insect farm that farms insects robotically, and that system can stand alone on site away from a factory. We want to put those out on places that are hard to get food waste out of. We don't want to be trucking food waste anywhere, and we think it can do that. But we also believe that there's an opportunity to manage waste in urban locations where we would potentially be an alternate to landfill or traditional means, and I think there's opportunity for that as well.
Where do you think then that you sit in conjunction with traditional agriculture?
Wherever they need us the most. So I'm not really interested in being proprietary about how I get my waste. I want us to be able to integrate at any level. And so if the farmer has found that methane capture is a good solution for them on farm, can I have what's left at the end? Those are the ways we want to approach it, not necessarily sort of proprietarily say we want to be at one place or another. Let's solve a problem and do it properly instead of walking around with a solution looking for a problem.
So then do you see it as being a cooperative approach, or do you see the sort of work you're doing as ultimately almost replacing traditional agriculture?
Oh, look, there's so many different ways. I don't want to ever say goodbye to traditional agriculture. I'm still a sheep farmer in my heart, and I want to see that continue. And so I think it's more an opportunity to enhance and create better value. And so where can we fit in so that, you know, pig farmers can do a better job or get more value out of their waste, and so go and do more and be more. And I think it's definitely for us more about integration than it is about replacement. Or, yeah, I think there's going to be a role for insects to play, but whether they would, you know, completely take out new things. But I think it'll change the face of how we do some of the more conventional things, and I think that will be important.
Because in your presentation, you made the point that other cultures have been doing this for generations, and yet we Westerners, there's a big ick factor, isn't there?
Oh, particularly around food, yeah. And I think sometimes we forget in the way we talk about it that, you know, Asia has been farming insects efficiently and effectively for a really, really long time, and we sort of come along and go, it's an innovation, and that can be a bit rude. But yeah, we've got to change some Western culture around, you know, I don't want a bug in my food. Like, we've told ourselves that, Australians in particular, like, we are the only country that knows the full words to the Raid fly spray song. Like, we're a culture that has really strong feelings about insects, and none of them are good. And so there is going to be some cultural shifts, particularly around food, in how we manage bringing a new kind of food that is culturally not looked upon well here to market. But I think Australia's ready for it. We're pretty innovative.
When you talk about something like the black fly feeding on putrescence, that really takes it to another level, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like exactly what it is. Black soldier fly can eat efficiently putrescent waste and effluent, and that's their job. So the fly itself doesn't feed, and that's a really important part. They're not a vector for human disease. They have no mouth. That's why most Australians have never seen that species of fly. But the larvae eat rapidly and voraciously, and they do so aerobically. So instead of that really foul maggot smell you get, with black soldier fly you get this more composted organic smell, and that is it's a really cool opportunity to get rid of some nasty waste with a bit nicer way.
So then this almost goes to that extra level where you're saying there is no such thing as waste, there is just resources.
I think so. I think, and isn't it interesting that we're just sort of replicating nature? Because this is how this has been going for a very long time, and now we're like capturing it and commercializing it and making it more of a thing. But yeah, I think we're going to lose a lot of our waste streams with innovations around packaging and labeling and logistics. But let's clean up the back end with the animals that are designed to do that job with insects, and then feed those insects back to livestock as feed. Like, I think we're finding our way to sustainability in this way.
So we've talked a bit about feeding livestock. What about as food? How many insects are there that you're working with at the moment that are demonstrating eatability?
Yeah, so we raise black soldier fly, mealworms and crickets. Technically, you can eat all of them. I haven't got to the point where I can eat a black soldier fly larva, and I shouldn't confess that out loud, but I can't. Crickets are gorgeous. They are so delicious. And same with mealworms. And we do use both of those for food or feed. And I think, you know, there's thousands of other species that can be used across Australia. Our indigenous have been eating insects for such a long time. And some of Australian native species are delicious. So I think there's a world of opportunity here.
It's really all in the marketing, isn't it?
It is. I know. In South Australia, there's a beautiful brand of green ant gin. And green ants have the most perfect flavour. Everyone laughs at me when I say it, but eating them is like, it is like nothing else. And that gin is glorious. And when you see people using those products in that way, it's really interesting because they've taken a mainstream product that add a unique flavour that nobody's had before. And what a beautiful product. So like, let's do that with some other stuff that's more conventional.
Where would you like to see your operation in 10 years?
I want to see a GoTerra operation, modular units managing food and effluent waste across Australia and Southeast Asia and into the Americas. I want to see them replacing effluent ponds where possible. I want to be processing milling waste right at the doorstep of where waste is produced. I want to be able to be agile enough to manage hort waste annually instead of letting that go to rot. And I want it to be valorising farmers' waste. So waste that do have small and sort of insignificant feed value in the real market, I want them to be able to valorise it and make mealworms with it and create valuable feed and food that they can sell as a commodity.